The Gemara in Chaf Ches Amid Beis, two lines before they get wide, says, Amar Rabba Barachana, Meid Adam Leishta Arusa. A person can be made on behalf of his wife if there's only Erisin. Amravina, Lo Amran Ella La Fukemina. That's only with respect to taking money away from her. For chovasa, avaliyuli la lo lo mehemin. But to give her money, to be mezaka her, so you're not allowed to be made leishta arusa, says the Gemara. Velohi, we don't hold that way. Lo shna la fuke, lo shna liyuli lo mehemin. So the Gemara goes on and explains what was the havamina. So just to streamline, the Gemara says you would have had a havamina that just like with respect to certain dinim, like Yerusha, Aninus, the mitzvah to be metamet to a karov, to an isha, if he's a kohen, it doesn't apply to an ishta arusa. So too, you would have thought to say she's not considered ishta with respect to the din of edus. Kamash Balon says the Gemara, there those dinim are a function of she'ero, and she's not she'ero. Ha'chamishum ikruva daita hu v'ha ikruva daita lagaba. So the maskan of the Gemara seems pretty clear. We'll get into the lashon of ikruve daita and what that tells us about the psul karov and maybe later on. But it sounds like from the maskan of the Gemara that the psul of ishto arusa is a regular psul of ishto. Now ishto could either be ishto kegufo, bal ki ishto ishto kebaila, like we said earlier, or the psul of ishto kegufo, like the Ravid has quoted by the Rishonim Maseches Makos. Whatever the psul of ishto is, but it sounds like ishto arusa is bechlal the psul of ishto. So what was the havamina? What was the havamina? Right? In the havamina, the Gemara wanted to be mechalik between l'schus and l'chova. And the Gemara concludes that since ishto arusa is considered ishto, therefore you can't even be made l'chova. What was the havamina? What was the psul in the havamina? Anyone?
Nogeya.
Nogeya. Right. L'chora, the psul was nogeya. That for a person to be made li'ishta arusa, he is nogeya b'davar. And therefore, the Gemara seems to say, since the psul was only nogeya, therefore he can be made l'chova, but he can't be made l'schus. Why is he nogeya b'davar? Because he sees that he's going to eventually marry her. He stands to benefit, maybe he likes her, whatever. There's some negius involved, we'll see. So therefore he can't be made what's going to benefit her, but if it's not going to benefit her, it's going to be to her detriment, then he would be able to be made. So it sounds like from this Gemara that the psul of nogeya bedavar, is only when it's going to be to benefit you. However, if it's lachov is atzmo, then the psul of nogeya does not apply. That seems to be what comes out from the Gemara. And the Nanuke Grib in the Yalgam Mefarshim says this explicitly. And he says that it's a raya to the Shita of the Shach in Simen Lamed Zayin in Choshen Mishpat, where the Shach says this in the name of the Nanuke Yosef. The Nanuke Yosef in Cheska Sabatim, in Bava Basra, and Daf. I believe it's on Daf Men Beis, Amen Beis. Or, no, I'm sorry, Men. He quotes here from the Daf Erif and Chav Gimel Amen Beis, but it's in one of those Gemaras that are Mem Gimel Amen Beis, maybe Mem Gimel Amen Beis. The Nebuka Yosef, who says this Yesod, that the Psul Nogeya is a diak in the Gemara, that the Psul Nogeya is only when it's going to benefit you, not when it's going to be to your detriment. That's the Nebuka Yosef. And you see a raya mefreshes from this Gemara. The Shach, the Nebuka Yosef, they don't bring a raya from this Gemara, but we pointed this out, I think, when we were learning, and the Nebuka Ribs says it's beferish, that you see from this Gemara raya to the Nebuka Yosef, to the Shach, that the Psul Nogeya is only l'schus and not l'chova. However, the problem is that there's a machlokas about this, machlokas Rishonim. The Tumim and the Ktzois there in Simen Lamed Zayin quoted from the Tshuvas HaRash, that the Rash seems to say explicitly that the psul nogeya applies even Lochovis Asim. The Ksos deals with how to read the Gemara and Baba Basra, that the Nemukios are things that are raya to him. But the Rush's Shita is that the Psul Nogeya is even if it's your detriment. Anything that's Nogeya to you, even if it's going to hurt you, even if it's going to hurt you, you're not allowed to be made. The Rush was talking about a case where you have a community who has to pay a certain amount of tax. There was a set amount of tax that they had to pay to the government. And the Shiloh was whether the people in the community, the Dayanim, some people were allowed to be made, whether Ploni was part of the community. So the Rush said that they're not allowed to be made, that Ploni is not part of the community, because the Shiloh has been ogeh to the taxes, whether he is going to have to pay part of the taxes. So since his inclusion in the community is going to determine whether the taxes are higher or taxes are lower, if he's there, they're going to have to pay less taxes, because you know the taxes are going to be split evenly amongst all the citizens. So if he's part of the community, their taxes are going to be lower. If he's not part of the community, their taxes are going to be higher. Therefore, the Rush says the Dayanim in the community, the whoever is the Tuvei Ha'ir, are not allowed to be made that a person is not part of the community, even though that's good to their detriment, because now their taxes are going to be higher. So you see that the Rush holds that the Psul Nogeya is, even if it's to one's detriment, even if it's Lechova. That's the sheet of the Rush. So the problem is, we seem to have a Gemara Mefureshes, on Chav Chesem Beis here in Sanhedrin, that the Psul Nogeya is only Leschus, not Lechova. The Gemara concluded that you can't be made Leish Darusa, not because the Psul Nogeya applies both Leschus and Lechova, rather because the Psul of Ish Darusa is a Psul of Ishta. But Lu Yitzuyer would have been a Psul Nogeya, it would only apply Leschus and not Lechova, like the Hav Amina de Gemara. Yeah? Is that clear? That makes sense? We were very bothered by this kasha. We didn't come up with teretz, but Baruch Hashem, I saw a teretz in the Shlenka Berman again. At it again. So I'm going to have a little Tosefis, but my own Seder Hadvarim, but many of the Marmakomos are from Asher L'Shlomo. Okay. So how are we going to end for the Rush? The Machane Ephraim in Hilchos Edus in Siman Aleph has the following Shiloh. What's the din of Karov L'Nogeya? We know that there's a Psul Nogeya. If you're Nogeya B'davar, you're not allowed to be made. And if you're Karov to someone, you can't be made on behalf of your Karov. What about, can you be made to something that your Karov is Nogeya to? Your Karov is not necessarily the Baal Din, so you're not being made on the Karov, but you're being made on something that's going to be Nogeya, that's going to affect your Karov, either positively or negatively, we'll see. But that's the Shaila of Karov L'Nogeya. We know there's a Psul Nogeya. There's a Psul Karov. What about Karov L'Nogeya? Are you allowed to be made on something that's going to benefit your Karov when your Karov is not actually the Baal Din in the case? That's the Shaila of the Machane Ephraim. Siman Aleph Hilchos Edus. So he points out, he brings a Raya from a Rashi on our daf. On Chaf Chesem Beis, the Gemara had a Shaila. Mahu sheyod adam be'ishta be'eshes charga. On the top of Chaf Chesem Beis, the Gemara had a Shaila. Can you be made for your stepson's wife? Right? Eshes charga. Besura amri bal ki ishto, bepumdisa amri isha kebaila. Without getting into whether there's a machlokas between sura and pumdisa, the Gemara answers that a person can be made for Eishas Chargo. So Rashi says, what's the case? Be Eishas Chargo. Al nichse milug shala behishafta im adam min hashuk. So Rashi says the shaila of the Gemara is whether you're allowed to be made regarding the nichse milug that your stepson's wife has when she's at a din Torah with someone else, because it's going to affect your it's going to affect the Eishes Chorgo. So are you allowed to? Meaning the Gemara says, Bal ki Ishta, or Ishta Kibayla in that case. Says the Machne Ephraim, Lu Yitzuyer, there wouldn't have been a din of Ishta Kibayla. It sounds like a person would have been able to be made for Eishes Chorgo. Frek the Machne Ephraim, but why? Isn't that a case of Karav Lenogeya? Because you're a Karav to Chorgo, right? Your stepson is your Karav, you can't be made for you for Chorgo. And this is Nogeya to your Karav, because whether his wife has certain Nechasim is going to directly benefit him. Without getting into the problems of Nichsim Belug, Ayin Rashash, and Tos Rush for some other issues, but let's assume that the case is just it's going to be Nogeya to Chorgo. So why isn't that just the case of Karov Lenogeya? And the Gemara seems to assume that without the din of Ishto Kebaila, a person would have been able to be made for Eishes Chorgo, even though it seems to be a case of Karov Lenogeya. You're being made for something that is Nogeya to your Karov. This is Nogeya to your Karov. Whether your Karov's wife has certain Nechasim is going to benefit him. So you see from this Gemara, says the Machane Ephraim, and the way Rashi explains, you see from this Gemara, that there's no psul of Karov Lenogeya. So the problem is that if you read the Hemshech of Rashi, it sounds punk faker. Because Rashi says, why is the Gemara only asking about Eishes Chorgo? What happened to other wives? Right? What about Eishes Ben Bino or any other type of psul? Any other Baal Ki Ishto, Ishto Kebaila, why is the Gemara only wondering about Eishes Chorgo? So says Rashi, Ubinashe Shar Krovim Lomi Iboilhu. Why? The Chavan de Benehem Psulin Lo, Vahulahem, Pasol Af Lenashim, Lafi Shahabanim Ruuyin Layarishes Iman, Aval Chorgo de Beno, Kosher Miboilon Bi Ishto. So Rashi says that when it comes to other Krovim, the Gemara doesn't have the Shaila. Why? Because when it comes to other krovim in the Mishnah, whose b'nehem are pasul, whose children are pasul, so memela, you're not going to be able to be made on that karov's wife. Why? Sounds like what Rashi's saying is because it's going to directly benefit b'nehem. Because since b'nehem are in position to be yorish their mothers, so therefore, it's obvious that you wouldn't be able to be made on behalf of any of the Krovim in the Mishnah, their wives, because it's going to directly benefit the Karov and their children. So it sounds like what Rashi's saying, Beferish, is that there is a psul of Karov Lenogeya. You're not allowed to be made for the wife of any other of the other Krovim in the Mishnah. Why? Because whether that wife has certain Nechasim will benefit the Karov, and therefore that is a case of Karov Lenogeya.
Maybe Rashi is just describing how they become Karov or not. I mean, that's the reason why Chargo is less Karov than other Karovim is because Bonov is not going to be related to you, but it's not handling Lenogeya.
Right, the problem with that is that seems to be Shonet B'machlokes in the Mishnah.
And others.
Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Rabbi Akiva, whether we determine Korva based on Yerusha. So it doesn't sound like what Rashi is just saying, because of the Yerusha, therefore they're Karov. Because that isn't that Gufa the Machlokas Tanoim? Either way, so it's a big Machlokas. And the Machan Ephraim and Siman Aleph and Hilchos Eidos is done in this. This is just a hichatensa to get to the case in the Shulchan Aruch. L'maisa, we pask in that Karov Lenogeya is possible. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Zayin, Siftes, has the following case. Let's say you have a Gizbar, a person who's in charge of Tzedaka. He's in charge of Tzedaka. So the Shulchan Aruch says, anytime that they, the Gizbar, and their relatives don't have any stake in the Nichse Hekdesh, the money that belongs to the stock of Hekdesh, whatever it is, love a pair of Sayim, not in the investments. Ksheirim Lahoy. The Gizbar is able to be made on Nichse Hekdesh. Doesn't benefit him. He has no stake. The Kol Shagain Shekrovim Ksheirim Lahoy, says the Ramah. And certainly the Krovim are Kasher Lahoyd. Meaning, it sounds like the Ramah is saying, in general, we hold of the psul of Karov Linogaya. In this case, a Karov can be made. The krovim of the gizbar can be made to the investments, to the money that belong to Hekdesh, to belong to Tztaka. Afal pisha gizbar mechalik hamamun l'misha yerza. Even though the gizbar has the right to choose who the money goes to, leman da'amar tovas ana ina mamun. According to the opinion that tovas ana ina mamun, we know there's a major machlokas in Shas whether tovas ana has a din mamun, tovas ana doesn't have a din mamun. What's tovas ana? Tovas ana is that if you have a non-Kohen who is Mafresh Trumas of Maestros, and he has the right to give the Trumas and the Maestros to whichever Kohen Levi that he wants. So do we assume that Schus that he has a Din Mamun? Rashi explains all over that the why would it have a Din Mamun? Because since another Kohen or another person would maybe bribe this guy to give money to his relative, who's a Kohen, so that money that he can receive for that bribe, maybe that shafts his right to give the truma to whoever he wants. Maybe that gives it a din mamon. Or stam, the hakaras atov that he would get from the Kohen that he chooses, maybe that gives the tovas ana a din mamon. Okay, but that's the shayla of tovas ana mamon, tovas ana mamon. So says the Ramah, since we paskin tovas ana ana mamon, and the gizbar's right to choose who gets the tzedakah does not have a din mamon. Therefore, the relatives of the gizbar are able to be made about the nichsei hektish, the nichsei tzedakah. Even though it's going to relate to the gizbar's right to choose who gets the money, but since that does not have a din mamon, the krovim have the right to be made about the nechasim of Hekdesh. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Frek the Shach. Why did the Ramah make it tully on Tovas Ana Yamamon, Tovas Ana Ina Mamon? The Shaila of Tovas Ana Mamon Ina Mamon is whether it has a din mamon in certain areas of halacha. Like, for example, the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim on Pei Dalet. The Gemara there thinks there's a machlokas tanaim if a person steals tevel shel chaveira and you eat the tevel. So how much do you have to pay back the nigzal? How much does the gazlan have to pay back the nigzal? The entire value of the tevel? Or only the value of the chulin shebo, setting aside the truma that has yet to be hufrash? So the Gemara initially thinks that that's tali on whether tovasana is mamon or ina mamon. If you assume tovasana is mamon, so therefore the nigzal was bailim on the trumas and the maestros, at least with respect to the tovasana. So the gazlan has to pay back for that. But if you assume tovasana ina mamon, so then the nigzal was not the bailim on the trumas and maestros that were mu'urav in the tevel. So the gazlan only has to pay back the value of the chulin, not the value of the trumas and maestros. That's one machlokas in Shas that the Gemara thinks is tali and tovasana mamon, tovasana ina mamon. But Lamaisa says the Shach, it's a shaila whether it has a din mamon. Here, it doesn't matter whether it has a din mamon or not. Here, the shaila is nogeya. Is there a negia here? Is there a benefit? Even if you assume tovasana ina mamon, the fact that the gizbar is going to benefit from his right to choose who gets the tzedakah, therefore, he is nogeya to the nichsei hektish, to the nichsei tzedakah. So how can the Ramah say that the Krovim can now be made about the Nichsei Hektish, the Nichsei Tzedakah, when that's something that's nogeya to their Karov, the Gizbar? That's the Shach's question. Again, the Ramah paskins that in a case where there's a Shaila about the Nichsei Hektish, so the relatives of the gizbar are allowed to be made about the nechasim of Hektish, even though the gizbar is no gay. The gizbar has the right to choose, you know, he gives out the money, he gives out the tzedakah to the aniyim, he chooses who to give what, how much to give to who. Says the Ramah, since we paskin tovas ana in a mamon, therefore that right that the gizbar has to choose who gets the money, how much they get, does not have a din mamon. Therefore, the krovim of the gizbar are able to be made on the nechse hekdesh. Frek the shach, I don't understand. Even if tovas ana in a mamon, he's still no gay bedaver. The gizbar is still benefiting. The gizbar still is nogeya to the nechse hektish. So therefore, how can the krovim of the gizbar be made on the nechse hektish when the nechse hektish are nogeya to their karov, to the gizbar? Does that make sense? That's the shach. Yeah? No, it doesn't make sense?
No, meaning, obviously, they're having, for the shach, the gather of what's considered nogeya seems to be much broader.
Okay.
What was it in the Shulchan Aruch before that
the gizbar could be made in Nechse Hektish, if he's not no answer it? The gizbar himself can be made, and the Ramah says, Kol Shekein, the krovim can be made
because it's Tovasana Hinamamun. The Shach that passed on both of them.
Yeah.
Because really, the Tovasana, whether it's Mamun or not Mamun, it's still no gay, the Gabi, the Tovasana.
Yeah.
For the gizbar.
Yeah. Oh. So, this is very gishmak. The Tumim, over there, Al Atar, or as they say that in the back, Ofanar, says that the Shach would have been right if we were talking about a Psul Karov. Because you have to be mechalik between the psul karov and the psul nogeya. We know, and we're going to come back to this if we have time, that the psul karov is a gzeres hakasav. The Gemara in Bava Basra and Kufnun Tes says, afilo Moshe ve'Aaron, can't be made together, because the psul karov is a gzeres hakasav. However, it's not about chashash mishakeh. So, I understand that that the gizbar can't be made on the nichse hektish because he's nogeya, and a nogeya, says the tumim, there's a concern that he's going to be mishaker, so therefore he can't be made about the Nichse Hektish. However, Krovim is not a Chashash Meshaker. So when you have the Krovim of the Gizbar, who are going to be made about something that the Gizbar is Nogeya to, what's the concern? Krovim, there's no Chashash Meshaker. Nogeya, there's a Chashash Meshaker. So it's true, I understand that the Gizbar won't be able to be made when there is a negi involved. The gizbar won't be able to be made when it's on an edus that pertains to the nitzei hekdesh. But the krovim? Why won't the krovim be able to be made? The krovim is just a gzeres hakasav. And we're not going to be concerned that they're being mishaker about something that's nogea to their karov, because karov itself, even if they were being made directly on the karov, there's no chashash mishaker. So why wouldn't the krovim of the gizbar be able to be made about the Nichse Hektish? There's no concern that they're going to be Meshaker. The Nogea himself, there's a concern that he's Meshaker. But the Krovim, there's no concern Meshaker, because the Psul Karov is not a Chashash Meshaker. So Karov Lenogea is not going to be any more of a problem than the Psul Karov itself. And just like the Psul Karov itself, there's no Chashash Meshaker. Right? There's no Chashash Meshaker. So then why would the Karov Lenogeya, in this case, the Krovin to the Gizbar, who are being made about the Nichse Hektish, why should we be concerned that they're lying?
That's not a Chashash Meshach only, that's Chashash on the whole Isser of Karov Lenogeya.
Excellent. So says the Tumim, and it's really a Bethair Shachuvah and Rashbos, we'll see in a second, that this is all true when the negiah that we're talking about is not a negiah z'mamon. Because really, there's a major, major diyun in the sugya of psul nogeya. What type of negiah are we talking about? Does the negiah, in order to shafa psul nogeya, have to be a negias mamon? Does it have to be that the person stands to financially benefit in order to give him the psul of nogeya b'davar? Or any hana, even if it's technically not a negias mamon, even if it's technically not a negias mamon, still has the psul nogeya. So this is a major, major machlokes achronim, rayas from Rishon Mikan Lakan, when you learn cheskas habatim. Whether the negia for a nogeya b'davar has to be a negias mamon, or it can even be any negia. Any negia da'alma. That's the shaila. So says the Tumim. When we're talking about a negia that's stamazoyana, there the negia is a chashash mishaker. So then we say the nogeya can't be made because we're concerned that he's going to lie, because he wants to benefit himself. But the krovim of who's nogeya, of the nogeya, should be able to be meyid, because for them there's no chashash mishaker. Albert says the Tumim, when the negiya is a negiyas mamon, is a negiyas mamon, not just the negiya of some type of hana, it's a negiyas mamon where he stands to financially benefit, says the Tumim, that's no longer a chashash mishaka, and this was a little embellishment of explaining what the Tumim means to say. There, the psul nogeya is no longer just a chashash mishaker, rather he becomes a bal davar, because we know the earlier part of the shach in Simin Lamed Zayin and Sifkat and Aleph, I think, or Beis, what is that? Sifkat and Aleph, is the din of whether the psul nogeya is chashash mishaker or bal davar. Right, the 2 days in the Reba Nagash and Baba Basu Dafman Hey. And it's a major machlokas Rishonim, the Maram Lublin, like that the Shach quotes, the machlokas Yershushan Nisma. Big deal whether the Psul Nogeya is a Chashash Meshaker or the Nogeya is a Bal Dovar, and that's why he's possible. So says the Tumim, when it comes to a Negiyah da Alma, a regular Hana, that the person stands to benefit in some way from this Eidus, there the Psul Nogeya is a Chashash Meshaker, and there the Krovim will be able to be made, because there we're not concerned that the Krovim are going to be Meshaker about their Karov, who's Nogeya to this Eidus. However, when it comes to a Negiyah that's a Negiyah's Mammon, says the Tumim, he becomes a baldavar. Anytime the person stands to benefit financially, he's no longer just a chashash meshaker, he's mamish a baldavar. And if he's a baldavar, then the krovim won't be able to be made, because it's no longer being made about something that we think the nogeya, the karov, will lie about. Now it's being made on something that their karov is a baldavar. It's just a regular psul karov then. It's true, it's a little indirect, but al pidin, we treat it as the karov being made on a karov. When you're being, it's no longer just karov lenogeya. When the negiya is a negiya's mamon, the karov lenogeya becomes a karov to a karov. He's being, the karov is being made on something that their relative is nogeya ben mamon, is being made to something that he's a bal davar on. Says the Tumim, that's the pshat in the Ramah. So the Tumim thinks that when it comes to, we know that there's a din in terms of the psul noger, whether it's chashash meshaker or a bal davar, and there is a major machlokas evidence, conflicting evidence, whether the negia has to be a negias mamon or it can even be a negia da alma. So the Tumim is not directly resolving the sira, but what he's saying is that it depends. If the negia is just a negias mamon, so then it's not a formal psul of, there's no chalos psul on the person. He stands to benefit, so we're concerned that he's going to lie. That's chashash meshaker, because he stands to benefit from this edus, so therefore we're concerned that he's lying. So we're not going to accept his testimony. It's not a formal psul, it's a chashash meshaker. However, when it comes to negias mamon, if he financially benefits from this edus, al pidin, he has a din of baldavar. A baldavar is a person who is part of this din Torah. So if he's going to be financially benefit from this edus, even though he's not a toveya or a nitba, he's serving as an aid, but still, since he stands to financially benefit from this edus, Therefore, al pidin, we treat him as one of the ba'ali davar, one of the people who are involved in this case, and therefore, that psul nogea becomes a psul bal davar, and memela says the tumim, the krovim, won't be able to be made when their relative has a negias mamon, because it's no longer just being made about something that we think their karov may lie about, it's being made about something that their karov is a bal davar on. Right. What's this?
It's to say that a baldover includes not someone just a Torah and Nittam, but someone who benefits financially.
Exactly.
So Mamela
is...
Why is
that together,
financial? Oh, that's a good question. Usually we assume that a baldover is the Tove and the Nitba, but he assumes...
Does he have any other rayas for that? I forget. He assumes that anyone who stands to financially benefit from this case also is a bal davar.
Yes, sorry, I mean, if you benefit at all, you should be a bal
davar. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I hear you. Lamaisa, the Rashba says it also. It's not just the Tumim. I'll read you the Lashon of the Rashba. This is in Shailas Chuvos Chelik Beisim Pei Aleph. It's just a snippet I took out. The Rashba there is talking about the Mukher, the Gemara in Bava Basra, where the Dian starts with the Psul Nogeya. The Gemara says that if a person sells a Sada Shelo Bachrayis, right, Reuven sells Shimon a Sada Shelo Bachrayis. So the Gemara says that Reuven can't be made that the karka belonged to him and now it belongs to Shimon because he's no geya. Why? Because the Gemara says that he wants Shimon to keep it in case he has Ba'alei Chov who need to collect Nechasim Mishubadim, so he wants to make sure that Shimon keeps the money so that if Reuven's Ba'alei Chov come, they have where to collect from, so they'll be able to collect the karka from Shimon. And a person doesn't want to be a lover rasha v'lo yishalim. A person wants to be able to pay off their debts. So the Rishonim are all bothered by a question. This is where the Rimagash is. The Rishonim are all bothered by a question. I don't understand. Because of the concern of he doesn't want to be a lover rasha v'lo yishalim, he's going to be made sheker. Right? We say that he can't be made about the karka that it belongs to Shimon because we assume that he just wants Shimon to keep it, so he's not treated as a lover rasha of a lo yishalim. So that if he has Ba'alei Chov, he has what to pay back. So what? So because of that, he's going to be made sheker. We should believe him. He's telling the truth. Just like he wants to be a good guy and not be a lover rasha of a lo yishalim, he would never be made sheker. That's the question that the Rimagash, the Ramban, all the Rishonim asked that question, and that's the Rimagash's two terutzim to that question. So the Rashba, is discussing that sogya, and this is his lashon. Avo gav de moche gufe bechi ha ein made lo alav mitnei shamida mamida befrei b'chol kavi isaper cheskas adatim. Even though the mocher himself can't be made that the karka belongs to Shimon, that's the Gemara in Bava Basra because he doesn't want to be a lo ve rasha v'lo yishalim. Says the Rashba ki ha ein hakrovim sulin. In such a case, the krovim of Reuven would be able to be made that the karka belongs to Shimon. Even though it's karov l'nogeya, right? Because in this case, Reuven can't be made because he's nogeya, but the krovim of Reuven can be made that the karka belongs to Shimon, even though it's nogeya to Reuven. Why? She'ein psul edus ha-korva ela bamesh yesh hezek o revach mamon. Ve'inami l'chiyav u'lizchus beguf. So either revach mamon or something that's going to pertain to his body, I would assume some chiyav misa or to patron from the chiyav misa. Aval b'mocher b'lo achrayis mefurash shafilu hamocher ba'atzmo ein apostel machmas revach onezak mamon v'guf el mishum shelo yikra lo v'rasha v'lo yishalim b'zeh ein bo mishum psul korva. But in the case of Bava Basra, when Reuven sells the sada to Shimon shelo ba'achrayis, it's not the pshat that Reuven is going to benefit financially, it's that he wants to maintain his reputation of not being a lo v'rasha v'lo yishalim. Says the Rashba, in that case, the krovim can be made that the karka belongs to Shimon, because Reuven isn't benefiting financially. There's no revach mamon, there's no chiyav l'schus aguf, it's just about his reputation, it's just pure hana. But nevertheless, Reuven is no geya. So what's the pshat and chiluk? But l'maisa, he's no geya. What's the chiluk between whether the negiya is a negiya of revach mamon or a negiya of his reputation? In one case, the krovim can be made. In one place, the krovim can't be made. In both cases, the nogea can't be made. In one case, the krovim of the nogea can be made. In the other case, the krovim of the nogea can't be made. What's the chiluk? What do you think?
Well, the Rashba also says that it's supposed to be kol. I mean, that's not the tumim's exact shita. Just tumim thinks it's just the rishon l'mam. It's the one who's...
So financial benefit or...
It's expanding that, right?
No, not really.
Also,
we'll get to that in a second. But it has to do with money. It's not just hana, giving hana. There's financial gain or financial loss.
Chesulchom means financial.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. He says hezek o revach mamon inami l'chiyav l'schus beguf.
That sounds
guf. No, guf
means inami makes it sound like it's a totally different thing. No,
but guf means his guf. I think it means his in terms of a chiyav misa.
But that's not mamon.
No, but that's about the Einlich HaBal Davar Gogum, is that. When it comes to Dini Nefasha, it's also there's a Dini HaBal Davar. Right? That's Tesis in Makos by Nirzach, Nerag, Harag Yatzil, to one day in Tosis, because he's a Bal Davar. You can be a Bal Davar even by, maybe it's a Chiddush, but that's what Tosis says. Right? Sonia or Baldover, right. Okay, Lamaisa, so that's what the Tum says. It's a Beferish Chuvas HaRashba. And the Chor of the Pshat is that when there's a Negias Mammon, a Negias Mammon makes him a Baldover. The Rashba, I'm asking, the Rashba doesn't use these Lashonos, but the Chor, this is the Pshat, that when there's a Negias Mammon, he's a Baldover. And when it's just a Negias of some type of Hana, he's not a Baldover, just a Chashash Meshaker. And then we say that the Krovim would be able to be made. So says the Tumim, that's the Pshat in the Ramo. Again, the Ramah said, it's because since we paskin Tova Sana Eina Mamon, therefore the Krovim of the Gizbar would be able to be made about the Nichsei Hektish. Says the Tumim, that's why the Ramah said, Dafka because Tova Sana Eina Mamon. Since Tova Sana Eina Mamon, the Negiyah of the Gizbar is a Negiyah of Hanoa Ba'alma. It's not a Negiyah's Mamon. But Lu Yitzuyer, Tova Sana would be Mamon. Then the Negiyah of the Gizbar would be a Negiyah's Mamon. Memela, the Gizbar would have a Din Baldavar, a Baldavar to the Nichsei Hektish, and the Krovim of the Gizbar would not be able to be made. Because if Tovas Ano would have been Mammon, the Negiyah is Negiyas Mammon. If it's Negiyas Mammon, the Gizbar, who's Nogeya, has a Din Baldavar. Once he has a Din Baldavar, the Krovim of the Gizbar, who's the Baldavar, cannot be made. That's the Tumim's Yishuv for the Ramah. So, back to our Sugya. Again, we had a question. There's a machlokes de alma, machlokes de muke Yosef and Rosh, as to whether the psul nogeya is only l'schus or even l'chova. The Nemuke Yosef, quoted by the Shach, said that the psul nogeya is only l'schus because it's a chashash m'shaker, and even if you assume it's not chashash m'shaker, says the Shach, he still thinks it's only going to be l'schus and not l'chova. And the Rosh, quoted by the Tumim and the Ktzois in Siman Lamed Zayin, The Rosh assumes that the psul nogeya is even for even lechova, not just l'schus, even lechova. And we asked l'chora, a bamba from our Gemara, which seemed to assume that the psul nogeya, and the havamin of the Gemara, where we thought ishta arusa was no, psul nogeya, it was, the psul was only liyula and not la fuke. In other words, it was only l'schus and not l'chova. Isn't that a raya mifreshes for the nuke Yosef and against a raya against the rush? So l'chora, you can say as follows. L'fihana. If we were talking about a negia, where it's just a negias hana'ah, where the psul is a psul chashash mishaker, so then I understand why it's only going to be l'schus and not l'chova, because zil basar taima, we're concerned that he's going to lie. We're not concerned that he's crazy, that he's going to be mishaker to his detriment. We're concerned that he's going to be mishaker to benefit himself. So when the negia is the negia of hana'a da'alma, where the psul is only chashash mishaker, there we say that the psul is l'schus and not l'chova. And there the Rosh would agree to the Nemuke Yosef that the psul noge is only l'schus and not l'chova. However, if the psul, if the negia is a negias mamon, where the nogeya has a din baldavar, we know that a baldavar is pasul, bein l'schus, bein l'chova. And that's what the Rosh was talking about. The Rosh in the Shuvah was talking about financially benefiting or financially losing from the taxes in the city. There, in that Shiloh, there was a negias mamon. And since it was a negias mamon, they have a din baldavar. And that's when the Rosh said that the Nogeya is pasul, bein l'schus, bein l'chova, because the Negias Mamon shafs the din baldavar, and Mimela, that's why the Rosh says that he's pasul, bein l'schus, bein l'chova. What are we talking about in our sugya? What are we talking about in our sugya? So l'chora, in our sugya, it's not Negias Mamon. Why? Because we're talking about Ishtar Rusa. Ishtar Rusa, he's not financially, it could be down the line he will financially benefit. But right now, there's no negias mamon. Right now, he's not financially benefiting from this edus. Either he likes his ishta arusa, so therefore it's hana, or down the line he's going to benefit. But right now, it's not considered negias mamon, it's negia da alma. And that's why the Gemara says that in the Havamina, that we thought ishta arusa was only a psul nogeya, therefore, the psul would have only been the schus, not l'chova, because that type of a negia is only a chashash mishaker. If it's only a chashash mishaker, it's only going to be pasul, the schus, and not l'chova. Aber, if it would have been a negias mamon, that type of negia is a baldavar, and it's going to be pasul, bein the schus, and bein l'chova. And that's when the Rosh says, not like the Nemuke Yosef, that a negias mamon has a din baldavar, and it's pasul, bein the schus, bein l'chova. Our Gemara is talking about a negia da amma that just has a din chashash mishaker, and that's why the Gemara was assuming that it would have been he would have been neman lechovasa and not leschusa lezakosa. Does that make sense? So a quick summary, and then we'll make a couple of ha'aros or one ha'ar. So we were bothered by the kasha from our Gemara. We know there's a machlokas, Nemuke Yosef and the Rosh, as to whether the psul nogeya is only l'schus or even l'chova. L'chor Agamar is beferish, that the psul nogeya was only l'schus and not l'chova. What's going to be the yishuv? So we pointed out from the Ramah and the Tumim's yishuv of the Ramah against the Shach, that l'chor there's a chilek between the two different types of nogeya. You have a negias mamon and a negias hana, the alma. A negias mamon shaps adin bal davar, and there krovim wouldn't be able to be made. That's when you have a din of karov negias pasul. However, when it's a negia of hana, even though negias pasul because of chashash mishaker, the krovim wouldn't be pasul because we're not concerned that the krovim are going to lie. We're only concerned that the negia himself is going to lie, but the krovim are not going to lie. So there's no din of karv l'nogeya. That's what the Tumim said to Mimiyashiv, the Ramah, why the Ramah said it's Talay and Tovasana Mamun, Tovasana Ina Mamun. And Lachor, we can say the same thing for the Rosh, that when does the Rosh say that a nogeya is pasul bein l'schus bein l'chova? That's when we're talking about a negias mamun. However, when it's a negiyah of regular hana, not financially benefiting, it's a negiyah of hana where it's chashash b'shaker, then the Rosh would agree that it's only l'schus and not l'chova, and that's why the Gemara was assuming over here in the havamina that ishta arusa was only nogeya, the psul would only be l'schus and not l'chova. Yeah? Okay. Fine. Just for a second about the psul karov in general. So everyone knows, I'm sure everyone saw the stira in Gemaras. The Gemara in Bava Basra, like we quoted beforehand, and Daf Kufin Tes says that the psul of karov is a gzeres hakasuv. It's not a chashash b'shaker, because the Gemara says, afil Moshe v'Aaron wouldn't be able to be made. So, obviously, the psul, we're not concerned that there's any law going on, it's a gzeres hakasuv that karov is possible to be made. Yet, our Gemara on Chaf Chesem and Beis said that Ishna in the Maskana, that Ishto Arusa is possible, bein l'schus bein l'chova. Why? Says the Gemara, Hacha mishum ikruve daitehu v'ha ikruve daite legaba. Here it's because of Kirov Das, meaning the Psul Karov, it sounds like the Psul Karov is because of Kirov Das, and the person has that Kirov Das to Ishta Arusa, and in Mela, he has a din Karov, and he can't be made to Ishta Arusa, bein l'schus, bein l'chova. So the Achronim will ask, it seems to be a steer. On the one hand, the Gemara in Bava Basra says it's a Gzer Sakosov, there's no Chashash Meshakir. Here the Gemara seems to say it's a function of Kirov Das, which sounds synonymous with a chashash mishaker, there's kirv das, so therefore there is a concern that they're going to lie because of that closeness. So which one is it? Is it the gzer sakasav? Is the psul karav a gzer sakasav? Or is it this kirv das, which may be a chashash mishaker? I'm sure everyone either heard of this question, or saw this question, or spent time on this question. Yeah? So the Minchas Chinuch asks this question, and he blibes shver, I'm pretty sure. He doesn't have a yishuv. It's a bit, it's l'chora pella, because the Pipula Charifta, who precedes the Mechas Chinuch by a couple hundred years, right? 150 years. He asks this question and gives a teretz. He says, very mistaber, he says, when the Gemara says, ikruve daita, the Gemara is explaining why they have a din karov. Of course, the psul karov is a gzer sakasov and not a chashash meshakir. But what the Gemara was handling is whether a person is considered karov to his ishto arusa. And the Gemara said that since the metzias is that there is kirov das by Ishta Arusa, it must be that she reaches the threshold, that relationship reaches the threshold of Karov, and therefore the Gzer Sakasov, the Psul Karov, Osvav, the Psul Karov kicks in. Okay. Perish. How the pasul Rachman al Eidos who had krovim behind kiruve daita, v'lo shem psul mitam the chashid lo Rachman al sheidu sheker, darmin begemar adahacha, the loshna lafuki loshna liyule lo mehemin. So you see from the fact that a karov is pasul even for chov, it's clearly not about chashash meshaker. V'chein kol psul Eidos machmas korv psul and benos los ben lechov kidemaskin mikra. The yimsu treiz imne imenu inyan lechova tinulin neschos begemar amadol el and amral ela la olam gzeres akasu hu bechol lekruve daita ulahachi misyashu had lekamam nethalgin and bein ad shelo nasa gazlan la ad shelo nasa chasanu, meaning the Gemara later on and also the Gemara in Bava Basra, meaning says the Pipula Charifta that kirv das is just a way to measure whether there's korva here, but once you've met the threshold of kirv das to be considered a karov, Now the gzeras hakasav, the psul korva, kicks in, which is not dependent, not tully, not a function of a chashash b'shaker. Yeah.
So this is saying you have enough of a relationship, even though you're not actually halachically, well, I guess you are, but you're not fully halachically mishto yet. This is enough for a relationship to consider you a kara the same way you consider a shame for mishto kara.
Yeah. Yeah. What it's saying is that the definition of kara when it comes to psuli edus is not the same definition of kara when it comes to other areas of halacha. When, or at least ishto, when it comes to other areas of halacha. Here, karov is a function of here of das. So ishto arusa, even though she's not ishto l'chol davar, like for Yerusha v'chulei, that's because there the definition of ishto is dependent on she'er, and ishto arusa is not considered she'er. However, here, the shaila is whether there's a psul karov. And ishto arusa, because of the cure of das, meets the threshold of being considered a karov, and memeil the gzeras hakasav of karov kicks in, and now is going to be pasul bein l'schus, bein l'chova.
When you're a karov, didn't that gzeras hakasav? Would that be mutzi then? And in the same way, you could be machir someone.
Yeah. So Rav Chanan Bava Bashi asked a question, but I didn't really understand the question because the pilpula charifta, what he's saying is that a zah relationship, which usually has this type of korva, and chazal were yoredus of daito shel adam, rishon b'sheni, or the Torah is being megalit, which types of relationship have that kir of das, even if, you know, you have a bad relationship with your cousin, we wouldn't say, so now you can be made for your cousin, because then that's saying that it's all about chashash m'shakir. So I didn't really understand.
But Rahman's not really saying it,
No.
He's saying Amish. He's saying Chayav Zhakar, and
the Glurif. I don't understand how he's miyashik the question there. Then what was the issue for the question? What happened to the Gemara Bavasra? I thought he was saying like the Pilpul Harifta, but then he was saying that.
No,
but,
I'm saying it works with the Gemara Bavasra. In other words, you're being mozi from the shir. In other words, if you could be mozi someone from the shir karo, which fits into the soul daraisa. I thought
the whole part here is that Ishtarusa, even though we're not sure whether it fits into the pasuk, that word pasul and karo, because it's kirudas, it's now the male part of the pasuk. It's nichol in the pasuk. Good.
And that
pasul
is a
karo.
Good.
But
it could be that someone doesn't possess
kirudas,
or wouldn't be
nichol
in the pasuk.
Right. So I think that's missing a step. I think the point of the pilpul charifta is what I just said, that it's not just b'metzias there's kirudas, and now you're nichol into the gzeras hakasav. I don't think it's just b'metzias there's kirudas. I think it's the type of relationship that normally has kirudas. Ishtarusa normally has kirudas. Shein v'sheni normally has kirudas. Since that's the case, those are the types of relationships that the Torah passelt.
Something that typically has kirudas.
Yeah, that type of relationship. So even if, you know, b'metzias, b'foel, you don't have a good relationship with Ishtarusa, you don't have a good relationship with your rishon v'sheni, shein v'sheni, whatever it is, that wouldn't affect it. So that's why I didn't really understand what Rav Chanan was so bothered by. He's saying like a chiddush ladina, that if a person doesn't have a good relationship with their relative, they'd be able to mean lomatzinu davarze, because that's not the pshat. The pshat is that the type of relationship that normally has kirav das, that's what the Torah passes. Then I don't understand how he answered the question. You're saying that he's answered the question like Menachem saying that there has to be a kir of das befoel. And no, but then what does the Gemara Bava Basra mean about Moshe Aaron? Why are Moshe Aaron puzzle?
Because even they and their high madrega
Okay, I assume that the pshat is like the Pabul Harifta, and that's why I didn't understand the Rav Chanan's pshat. I assume that the pshat was that it's the type of relationship that normally has kirav das, and there, even if b'metzias there's no kirav das, they're nichlal into the psul the gzeras akas. The Rav Chanan is saying, no, you need the kir das befoel to be nichlal into the gzeras akas. But lu yitzur you didn't have the kir das, then it would come out that you're not nichlal into the gzeras akas, and it would be kasher to be made. And that's why he thought that was a gross achedish. Yeah. That is a gross achedish.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Fine. I had a power in the sefer chinuch, but we'll leave it for now. Okay. Shkayach.